a great deal of criminal investigation files were surfacing with Don Tyson's name mentioned in there as being involved with some drug and narcotics trafficking activities. So I interviewed some of the investigators who worked on the Tyson case. Most of them felt that Tyson should have been indicted, but the investigations were always sabotaged, oftentimes from within. One particular undercover NARC agent told me that another criminal investigator in that department named Doug Fogley was furnishing Don Tyson with photographs of the undercover narcotics agents that were working on his case.
Donald Smaltz was actually hired to look into the allegations that Tyson had given bribes to different people, specifically to the Secretary of Agriculture, Mike Espy. And what came out of that investigation was very remarkable. Drug abuse, drug distribution, money laundering, even murder for hire. Now, Smaltz collected all this stuff. He compiled it, he put it in proper order. Then he approached Janet Reno and said, look, you know, I need to broaden my investigation. I'm finding more here than just simple payoffs. What do you think happened? Well, by now, most of you already know. He was turned down.